This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The whole complicated FAFSA system of free application for federal student aid could be eliminated with a box on your taxes sending your tax and income information directly from the IRS. A Gallup poll finds that 55% of public school parents oppose linking teacher evaluations to their students' test scores. Among those with children in public school, opposition was higher at 63%. A group called Ocean Cleanup tracked plastic garbage floating in the Pacific Ocean all the way to Hawaii in a 171-foot mothership in what is known as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. They are proposing a 60-mile barrier in the middle of the Pacific. There are now an estimated 1 million unoccupied houses in Japan, largely due to the fact that though the population is 127 million, a low birth rate means they are losing 1 million people a year. Experts speculate that Japan faces a Detroit phenomenon in many communities around the country. Thousands of protesters hit the streets in Beirut, Lebanon, demanding that the government resign over its inability to remove trash from the streets. 30 people were hurt, and the police fired rubber bullets. Under an Episcopal bishop in Providence, Rhode Island, an unused cathedral is being repurposed as a museum for slavery in the Deep North. 700 people showed up to hear former President Jimmy Carter teach Sunday school at the 40-member church in Plains, Georgia. A dozen women marched topless in New York City to protest the mayor's threats to close the Times Square pedestrian mall to stop the desnudas posing for pictures with students without their shirts on. Tight labor market in restaurants has led to average U.S. wages for production and non-supervisor employees in limited service restaurants rose 3.3% to $9.62 per hour in June, exceeding a 2% increase for similar jobs in private sector overall. A largely peaceful demonstration of about 1,000 people organized in Germany by the neo-Nazi NPD party broke into violence as about 30 demonstrators tried to battle with police protecting a bus of migrants near the town of Heidenau, leading 600 demonstrators to march on the emergency shelter housing the migrants protected by 136 police in riot gear. The Interior Minister said it was indecent and unworthy of their country. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.